Good afternoon, Oklahoma. Jim Apel with OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how the grain futures are opening this afternoon, but first we'll hear from Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Justin?
Grain futures ended up steady to just a little bit higher today, with the wheat futures in Kansas City up 1 to 1 3/4 cents. July was up a penny and a half at 7.50 and a half. Chicago wheat, especially the front month March, was actually down a penny and a half at 7.04 and a quarter. May and July were both up. One of the interesting things that traders are noting here is that the March Chicago wheat at 7.04 and a quarter is below March corn at 7.09 and a quarter. So we've got the wheat about 5 cents cheaper than corn, and that rarely happens. And when it does, it usually spurs a large demand in the feeding world, you know, for the cattle feeders. And even on the world market, it really picks up that export demand for wheat. And if you look around the world market at what the U.S. wheat overall is priced at, by the ton, it is cheaper than just about anywhere else in the world. So that and being oversold here, the chart is looking so oversold that you combine the two together, and then you can look for somewhat of a rally despite this rainfall we've seen over the last couple of weeks. Also, Egypt this morning put out a tender, and that's why we were higher for most of the day in the wheat. They said they're going to buy maybe up to 550 million metric tons. And throughout the day, there are rumors going around that Egypt might not have the financing to purchase that much wheat at one time. So over the last year or so, we've seen them just buy as increments as they need it without any buying any big future purchases. So it'll be interesting to see if that develops, and if it does, I think most traders believe the market will head higher. Tomorrow we've got the export sales report. They're looking for wheat from 400 to 600. Last week was 756. Corn, they're looking for 350 to 450. Last week was 382. And wheat or soybeans, they're looking for a big number here of 750. To a million metric tons. That's a big difference from last week. Last week it was actually a negative 57 million after the cancellation. So looking forward to that report tomorrow morning. But overall, just a steady day.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Now turning to the grain markets as they open this afternoon. Kansas City March wheat is up 5 cents at 7.39 and a quarter. July contract is up 2 1/4 cents at 7.52 and 3 quarters. Chicago March wheat is up half a cent right now at 7.04 and 3 quarters. The July contract is down 0.5 cent at 7.14 and 1/2. March corn on the Chicago board is up 1 3/4 points at 7.11 and 1/4. July contract is down 0.5 cent at 6.78 and 1/4. Soybeans this afternoon, March soybeans are unchanged at 14.57 and a half. July contract is down 1 1/2 cent at 14.24 and 1/2. That's a look at your opening grain markets on this Wednesday afternoon. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. This is Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.